Hello, everybody, and welcome to Locker Room Chats here with Troy's head coach, Jonathan Rodvelt. And coach, you know, coming into this year, you know, you've had some great successful years with Troy at the Troy Trojans. And, you know, last year was kind of a little bit of a tough year, though, dealing with a couple of injuries and fighting through that, battling through that. But this year you return a pretty good solid team. 3 out of 5 starters come back, and you got a good-looking roster and lineup. Walk through me how this offseason looked like for your team, as well as hit a couple of notes about how that jamboree went. You hosted Horton, Riverside, and ACCHS. I mean, did it go well for your guys? And how confident, you know, coming into this year, and especially, you know, in this early stretch before Christmas, these 5 games where you got Hiawatha coming up on Friday and league play starting on next Tuesday, Jack's Knights. But real quick, again, you know, talk about the off season as well as the jamboree that you hosted.
So coming in from last year, we did have injuries, and we've kind of been plagued by that the last few years. But we have had some younger guys from last year, and they had to jump onto the varsity floor. And ideally, not quite everybody was 100% ready for playing varsity, but they had to. And so we took some lumps. I mean, it wasn't a terrible season by any means, 13-9, and we played some really good teams and battled against them, and we couldn't quite get over the top of some of those games against those top teams in the state that were out of our former Twin Valley League. Summer approach for us is usually kind of an interesting one, especially this year. We generally, for better or for worse, generally we try and play extremely tough competition. Usually that means bigger schools most of the time, and we'll play some tough teams like Lafayette. We played Winterset, Iowa. We played Benton over here in St. Joe, because that's the league we play in. We played against very tough competition. We played in a tournament up at Northwest Missouri State this summer. So as long as they can handle it, and we do, we always come out pretty well from it. You've got to talk to the kids of this quite a bit. But we want to put them in stressful situations where they got to play much bigger and usually better teams, you know, to make it harder, right? And then we played some games against league opponents this summer, where we got together, and we did fairly well. So it's kind of one of those things. You want to have a very tough schedule when you can, but then you also need some more realistic games against opponents that you're normally going to play to really get a good feel for where you are.
Yeah, so the big one is talking about, you know, the introduction into the NAKL coming from the TVL. You kind of made a mention. You've already played a couple of those teams over the summer, but you got Jack's Knights as your first one next Tuesday. What's going to be the expectations for your team this year in this brand-new league? I mean, do you feel like the competition gets a little tougher and steeper, maybe a little easier? How do you think your team fares well this season against the NAKL league?
Well, that's a tough question, because I feel like there are some comparisons between the league. Athletes maybe are a little different. The Twin Valley League is very physical in the way that maybe they're not all big kids, but they're very strong and physical, and you know, you've got some good football history there too out of it. And then you move over to the Northeast Kansas League, and you have very long, athletic athletes. Not that we didn't see that before. We see very good athletes out of the Twin Valley League. But you have longer, I would say on average, some taller kids even in a lot of aspects. So it's a different style. We'll see a lot of what I've seen in the past. We'll see a lot of zone as well coming out of the Northeast Kansas League. And that'll be a little bit of an adjustment for us. But very good competition still. We're really looking forward to it with us at Riverside coming into the league. You know, these are teams that the parents, right? The parents growing up in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s, they, you know, they played against these schools. So that'll be really fun and exciting for them as well. But, you know, every year is a new year. It doesn't matter where a kid comes from, what school they went to or anything. They want to get out and compete and play. And, you know, that's what we want to do coming up against, like Jackson Heights in the new league. They have some kids down there and they've got talent and they play and everybody plays hard. So, really we need to focus on doing the things that we need to do early in the season. Cause yes, you really want to win those early season games as much as possible. But then again, you've got to really develop and get the team going in the direction that you want.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you for your time this week. Again, Hiawatha on Friday, next Tuesday, Jackson Heights. Good luck against both those games. Head coach Jonathan Rodbelt.
Thank you.
This has been the Troy Trojans Locker Room Chat Boys, brought to you by the Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farms, and Anderson Meat.